Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you today. Oh, my, praise your name. We thank you for the Word. Oh, say it, class. We thank you for the Word. Father, you are the Word. Jesus, you're the Word manifested. The covenant God, the covenant-keeping God, the covenant-making God is our very own Father. And we thank you and we praise you today in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Let's go back now to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. And we began talking yesterday, just right at the close of yesterday's broadcast, concerning the rank and file of you need to know your enemy. You need to know him. You need to know how he thinks. You need to know what he is and what he isn't. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus, and you need to study your God. And you need to know how he thinks and what he is and what he isn't. He's not the problem.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, I believe the Lord put this on me. Well, you're just all wet, that's all. I don't have time. You ought to know better than that. I'm going to tell you something. You need social distancing if you're going to say A.W. Copeland made me sick. That's my dad. You come up and tell me that A.W. Copeland wished and unwanted cancer on me. You better be social distanced. And don't talk ugly about my wife either. See, I mean, that's the attitude you ought to have. You're talking about my God. You're talking about my healer, brother. Stop that. Don't be talking about him like that. No. Just don't be doing that. I'm in covenant with Gloria Jean Copeland. Amen. So don't be talking ugly about her. I mean it. I have a covenant with that woman. And I will stand between her and death if I have to, because I love her more than I love my life. I love Jesus more than I love my own life.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not going to yield my ground. I don't care if I am 83 years old.
Amen. Come on,
and you go trying to hurt her. Now, I may be 83 years old, but I'm going to tell you something, Hoss. You're going to have the worst afternoon you ever had in your life. Because I'm like Samson. The Spirit of God will come on me. And I will kick your you-know-what. You come messing with her. I'm serious. I'm very serious about this. And I'm extremely serious about the way you talk about Jesus. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. And he's my blood brother. And I'll die for him if necessary and do it gladly. Amen. Now that we got that settled, glory to God. You have to have that kind of attitude. And it don't just make it just all talk. It's easy to talk that way when I'm standing up here in front of you and all you smile and say, yeah. You might be like I was one time. I was just a little boy. My dad traveled and he traveled all the time. And once in a while, I get to go with him and, man, to go with my dad. And he was a fun guy. We'd get out in the yard and play catch, and he taught me how to pitch and all that. And We'd be out on the road somewhere, particularly if we were in an area where they sold watermelons, and there'd be people out on the highway selling watermelons, and Dad would stop and buy a watermelon. We'd go down under a tree somewhere, and he'd take his pocket knife and cut that hot watermelon up. Man, we eat it. That was my dad. And we were in this small town and out in West Texas. And my dad was at the hotel desk checking in, and they had a little small room there, about as far as I'm here at the first seat there. This gorgeous young thing is sitting right there on the corner. And a little room, they had a shuffleboard in there. You know, it stands about that high, and with little stainless steel hooks. I'd never seen one. And I walked over there to it, and there were men playing shuffleboard. And I was tall enough to see up over the edge of that. And they put that rosin, you know, to make it slick on there. And I'm just big-eyed kid and stuck my hand over there. And I put my finger in that to see what that powder was. Get your hands off of the table, boy! Boy, he chewed me out. I mean, man, he chewed me out. My dad walked in there just about that time. He caught me, shoved me around behind him. He said in this kind of voice, "You have anything to say to that boy? You say it to me. We didn't mean anything." Well, if you didn't mean anything, shut up. And I'm standing back there. Yeah, it goes for your cat, too. We can take these guys. We got up to the hotel room, and he walked in there. He's smiling, you know, and got his arm around me and shut the door and got into the hotel. And then he said, "Keep your dadgum hands to yourself." Okay. My dad's quite a man. Anyway, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Now, finally, my brethren, 10th verse, 6th chapter of Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You is the understood subject of the sentence here in this 11th verse. You put on the whole armor of God. Now, say this with me. That armor is mine.
That armor is mine.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
It's God's suit.
It's God's suit.
Issued to me.
Issued to me.
I must put it on.
I must put it on.
I'm the only one that can take it off.
I'm the only one that can take it off.
The devil cannot undress me.
The devil cannot.
Glory to God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places, or wicked spirits in the heavenlies. That is a better translation of that. Wicked spirits in the heavenlies. There are... let's take it like this. The first heavens. That is this atmosphere. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to me now. There are three levels of heaven. This atmosphere, outer space, then heaven itself. Heaven is a planet. It has a north, a south, east, and west. It is a planet. Invisible to our eyes. But it's not just some flat blob someplace. Amen. All right. Now, as we said yesterday, the rulers of the darkness of this world, those are the spirits that in this world, rulers of the darkness of this world, here on the, and this is talking about this planet. They're talking about the ground in this world. These are the ones that possess people, spirit and soul and body. Now, I mentioned yesterday, just as we were closing, that, thank you, Lord. Hold your thought there. And let's go over to the book of Daniel. I would like to demonstrate something here about the spirits in the heavenlies. 10th chapter of the book of Daniel. Now, Daniel is on a partial fast. He's been on this partial fast for 21 days, 3 weeks he's been on this, and he hasn't heard anything. So he has begun to be anxious about this. Has anybody heard me? Now, you have to understand, we have the name of Jesus, with which when we invoke that name, and we fast, and we should, but when we invoke that name, and we have the Word in which we stand, and we know things that Daniel didn't know, he didn't have any way of knowing them. He received these things by revelation. So, he is about to describe, the angel Gabriel is about to describe to him why he didn't hear anything for 21 days. Verse 11, and he said unto me, he's talking to the angel. Well, let's go back. Verse 2, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, or I was in intercession for 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh or wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, and the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, I lifted up my eyes and looked, behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body was also like the beryl, and his face was as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes were lamps of fire. In verse 7, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quakening fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Now you get the setting here. So, verse 11, and he said to me, Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Now, listen to him. This is huge. Listen to this. Then Daniel said unto me, fear not. Now, you have to stop the fear right now, or I can't talk to you. Just put the fear away. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, we heard you the first day. Hey, people, this is just absolutely huge when you're in intercessory prayer. We heard you. Somebody said, oh, let's pray till we break through. Okay, Jesus, now we're through. What else you want to do? Now, our old-timers knew things. And when they said, we're going to pray till we have our breakthrough, we're going to pray through. Now, that got watered down to nothing nearly over a period of time. But what they were talking about, we're not turning this loose till we get the victory over this. We're going to pray. We're going to lay here in this floor, and we're going to pray in tongues until we get the breakthrough, until we start laughing, until we start shouting something, and the flesh isn't involved in this thing. Flesh, you just shut up. We're not leaving this place till the victory's ours. From the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. Here we are back to the Word again. But, look at this, the prince, this is a wicked spirit in the heavenlies. The prince, say prince.
Prince.
The prince of the kingdom of Persia. Persia, today Iran, Persia, withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Go to verse 20. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia? And when I'm gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. This is the highest rank of devils we have anything to do with, but we have authority over them. Now comes insight and understanding. Why under the sun is it that you elect somebody to office? I'm talking about good people. I don't care either party. They're not bad people. They're people that do not know how to resist the devil and do not know how to keep from being influenced in their minds. And go to Washington, D.C. and change everything that they said before they got up there. Because they've been dealing with low-level devils. And got up there. Now, in very rare, say rare, very rare cases, will you find the operation of Satan himself. That's rare. He's commander-in-chief of those forces. But there are times. Of course, he's the one that puts forth the strategy. The wiles of the devil are the strategies of the kingdom of darkness. Follow me? So, we can see that it's very important that you see this, because now you know when you're praying and interceding for your president, now you know what you're up against. Those devils right there are the ones that are accusing people of Donald Trump's personality. What difference does his personality make? I don't care what he looks like. I don't care what he sounds like. I want to know what's on the inside of him. Yeah, but he combs his hair funny. Well, he's got hair.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Now, when Mr. Obama was president, I 100% disagreed with his policies and politics, but I still prayed for him. Still prayed for him, because I knew what he was up against. And there he had a set of special things that up against him that he didn't know anything about. And I won't go into all that. But we have to go back now and understand what this skin color thing is all about. It's not about the color of the skin. It's about the forces of evil and their hatred. Their hatred. They hate a light-skinned person just as much as they hate a dark-skinned person. But if they can find some way to cause strife and meanness between the two of them, don't you think they're not going to do it? Yes. Now, knowing what happens to me when I go to Nigeria, I'm the only white one in the room. Let me give you a real example of this. Creflo Dollar. Creflo came out and said, I preach like my papa, but I look more like Gloria. that's funny. But there are people that just really got off of Creflo, even though they love him, because he said that I was his spiritual father. Well, it's not the outside color of me that he's looking at as his spiritual father. It's actually my experience in the Word of faith, because that's where he learned it. Somebody said, why do you call that white man your spiritual father? He said, because he gave birth to me. Are you listening? So now we see, now go with me to the book of Mark, and let's go to the 5th chapter. Much time I have, Tim. Good. We can introduce this. Mark chapter 5, and we're going to see all this in action. Now, before we even read this, make yourself a note. Faith is always prepared for what it expects. Faith is always prepared for what it expects. Mark chapter 5, verse 1, they came over unto the other side of the sea, or other side of the Galilee, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And he was come out of the ship immediately. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. One. A man with an unclean spirit. Say it. A man with a unclean spirit. Now, hold it right there. This is where we'll take up tomorrow. We're out of time. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, son.
Thank you, Papa. Now, listen, if you are born again, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a covenant with God right now that will defend you. Because of who you are in Christ Jesus, you have His victory over all the curse. Jesus has delivered you from every form of evil, and right now you can exercise your God-given authority to establish God's plan in your life. Take a bold stand on the Word and reinforce Jesus' victory for your healing, for your prosperity, for your peace, and your protection.
The world will constantly try to bombard your mind with thoughts.
The economy is down. We won't have enough. What if I get sick? This disease is incurable. The world is so dangerous, there's no place to be safe.
But God has empowered you to come up higher, to think how He thinks and speak how He speaks, so you can live in faith and victory. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Speak out God's promises. Release the force of faith and see things change. For over 5 decades, Kenneth Copeland has taught faith and living by the Word of God. In his 4-message teaching, The Spirit of Faith, you'll learn how your faith-filled words of life dominate the world's broken system of sin and death. Take the abundant life Jesus gave to you and receive by faith everything you have need of. Put the Spirit of Faith into action that brings God's covenant promises into your life.
Release the force of faith by speaking the Word of God to your circumstances. You can have what you say in faith. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267 and request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith, available on MP3 disc from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We're learning this week about our position in Christ Jesus. Because of what Jesus has done, we can approach life with boldness and confidence. Now, I know when you look at what's happening in the world around you, without Him, that would be hard to do. But with Jesus, you can live life with boldness. Now, if you've never made Him the Lord of your life, if you've never invited Him to be your Savior, then just simply pray this out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I repent of every sin, failure, mistake. I receive Your cleansing forgiveness. I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, the Bible says you are born again. That means today is the first day of the rest of your life. You need to know that Jesus has conquered all of the curse, and right now you have every right to live free from the curse that's in this world. Through Jesus, you have spiritual weapons to defeat the attacks of the enemy, and we want to help you understand more about who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you, and that's why KCM has put together some free resources to give you called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are just here to help you learn how to start reading and studying your Bible. So if you want to get a hold of this, all you need to do is request your free salvation package today on kcm.org. And then this truth that you were born again by today is the truth that you live by every single day. From now until Jesus comes back, or from now until we go to be with Him in heaven for eternity, this is the truth that you live by. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. Tomorrow, we want to let you know that Brother Copeland will be right back here to explain how to approach every situation through the eyes of your covenant. This is teaching you don't want to miss, because this is a different way of living. The rest of the world doesn't live like this. The rest of the world approaches life by what they can see, by what they can feel. But as believers, you and I live this life according to our covenant with God. We look at things that you can't see. We look at things that aren't temporary, things that are eternal. This is teaching you don't want to miss, because this is the way to live a successful life. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today, KCM has a free salvation package to give you. Go to kcm.org/newlife to request your free package. Take the next steps to find out who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith, and live in the power of God.